Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We, the CDC, are happy to announce you may now go outside without your masks on.
Wait, okay, I thought we were allowed to do that the whole time. We just now can do that?
But we got more, folks. Listen to this. Yep.
You can now gather with 10 people.
You can hang out with 10 people now.
CDC, everyone's been doing that the whole time. It feels like you're kind of behind. I thought we could do that months ago. What? And last but not least, as long as you keep your mask on,
you can now get on an airplane.
Yeah,
you can get on an airplane starting now. CDC, it feels like you've just been announcing stuff that everyone already kind of knew was okay. You're just like, several months behind.
Well, yeah, that's kind of our thing. So stay tuned. We might have some news soon that you can attend that funeral of yours.
What? We never stopped anything. CDC later. Go Gators!
CDC, catch up. What does the CDC stand for anyway? Like, they are like, announcement, you can now, you can now go to school. It's like, yeah, they let them in months ago. What does CDC stand for? Changing decisions constantly. Constantly delaying choices. There was old school CDC CDC is still old school. It's like you gotta catch up with the time. CDC carries dollars and cash. Because you're old CDC. Maybe is that what it stands for? Oh, we know. We've made fun of people outside with masks on. I just love they came out. They're like, yeah, you can now go outside without a mask. Any person who wore a mask outside in the last year has always been a psychopath. I mean, even when everyone was scared like a year ago, you go outside and you're like, this is the one time, no mask, outside, stay away. You walk on a sidewalk and like avoid people. It always felt very weird, I gotta be totally honest. As a white man, I'd be on a walk in a park. That's all we had a year ago. And I'd walk past like a black guy remember those days? Derek, do you remember those? You were on a walk on a path that's 3 feet wide and people would both walk off the path to get away. So it'd be like me, white guy, black guy, and be like, do I walk? It got confused. I was like, I'm supposed to stay 6 feet away, but this looks weird. I'm like, stay away. That was a wild conundrum for a few while. But that's what's kept it interesting. Got a good episode for y'all today. Welcome back. It is May 12th. Vibes are very up. Vibes are very up. Vibes Up merch is out. They're going fast. Get your merch because the vibes are up. Woo! Appreciate y'all's love. And they're very up today because we have a special guest on the pod. Big news dropped. The TikTok Hype House is coming to Netflix, if you don't know what that is. Basically, all the famous kids on TikTok like move into a house together and just kind of go yeet together, and now they're on Netflix. And that is it's amazing because there's a lot, you know, I've been busting it trying to make content for years. I'm not on Netflix. That's fine, but it's just funny. But will I watch it? Yeah, I can't wait. So what does that say about me? I don't know, but we have a special guest because I thought we had to talk to a certain specific person about the news because I don't think this person made it to this cast, and I imagine he's pretty upset about it. But Maddox is in the studio today. Maddox is here.
What's up? All right.
Maddox, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. I'm just chilling, bro. You
okay? Yeah. So Maddox, tell us a little about yourself for the people who may not know.
Maddox. I'm 11 and a half, and I like to play video games. Follow me on Twitch at MadDogRoof 420.
Yeah. So, you know, I think you're pretty, a lot of my fans are kind of familiar with you. You know, we've kind of got, you've been captured online, kind of messing with your mom.
Yeah. My mom sucks.
Okay. All right.
So what else? Yeah, she sucks. She's always in my biz.
Yeah, people, they get us confused sometimes. But you are,
yeah,
you're Maddox.
I don't know why. I'm cuter than you, bro.
Got it. Okay. So are you on TikTok?
Yep. Follow me. Mad Dog Dances.
Yeah, I'm on TikTok. It's great.
Are you? How many followers do you have? How many followers do you have?
I bet I have more. 2.4 million.
While we get there, I'm getting close to that.
So TikTok, I'm sure you're aware with kind of the Hype House.
Yes, the Hype House. They're freaking balling, man.
Yeah, right. They're great. They're killing it. And now they're coming to Netflix. I'm just curious, kind of, as maybe a kid who's into TikTok yourself, maybe more that age range, like what are you kind of, are you big fans of them?
Yes. I'm probably going to start my own house of some sort. Call it the Dog Pound.
If you were able to get your following up, would you want to be in one of those kind of maybe types of houses?
I want to make my own. Are you listening? Dummy head. Sorry, mom. Okay.
A lot of these TikTokers now and YouTubers, they get into their boxing. They're doing fighting.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on that?
It's awesome. I do so much. Like, I love hitting the pads. I love hitting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you should get in the ring a little
yes,
bit?
Yes. I hit over 900 on that.
That's right. Yeah.
Punching game.
You are a big kid for your age. I will give you
high
that.
Score. That's quite a. I do a heavyweight. I'm 6'1", 200 pounds. 11 and a half.
I know what it's like, man. But yeah, Maddox, what else? I mean, what do you got going on in your life, man? I mean, I guess it's summer, almost summer.
Yes, break. Finally. No freaking school.
The TikTok kids have plenty of time to film this Netflix show. No school, no jobs.
Pretty good. I mean, I'm busy too. I'm trying to, I stream.
What do you have a summer job?
I'm busy. I stream. I stream 8 to 5 Monday.
Oh, so what do you?
Follow me.
Are you making any money with that?
I made $28 yesterday.
I guess that's something. Well, over how long?
Like 5 hours.
I guess that works. Probably better than lifeguarding. That's what I did.
Yes. Suck it.
Okay. Take it easy, man. Take it easy.
Sorry.
What's this going on in your world, man? Are you going to watch the Netflix show, Hype House? Are you like pumped about it?
Yeah, I'll probably watch because I've talked to a few of those people on there before. Well, I DM'd them. They haven't seen it, but... Well, we're both TikTokers.
All right. Well, I think... Okay, I think we're going to wrap it up with that. You are...
What? I don't...
Insane.
I wasn't done. Give it up. Wait, everyone follow me. Make sure they follow me. I don't want to...
No, you got to go.
Follow my YouTube channel. Dude. No, Mom. I don't want to go see... Here. Stop. Stop. No.
Ma'am, we got to get mad...
Dude, I don't...
Hey, okay.
Whatever. It's just freaking stupid
ma'am.
Show anyways.
Yeah.
Go. Follow me. Mad Dog does...
Drug. Thank you.
No, I didn't mean to say that. Mad Dog does... Okay. Correct opinion.
Wow, thank you, Maddox. That was wild. Okay, speaking of Netflix shows like that, I recently watched Nomadland. Y'all heard this one Best Picture? I don't know if did you know this, Derek? Best Picture. You don't watch the Oscars? You and everybody else. So we watched Nomadland. I can get down on those movies a little bit, but I understand it was still boring. Right? Like like a Step Brothers or like Strangers or some with a little violence. It's going to be more entertaining than that. But it was fine. But I saw the Oscars had like record low viewership. And no duh. It's because like doing this. It's kind of like the Oscars are now like your weird hipster friend who's like, oh, you listen to Justin Bieber. I've been to 28 Dave Matthews concerts. he's a real artist. And you're like, okay, go enjoy yourself, weirdo. We'll be over here listening to DJ Khaled. Yeah, he's annoying, but the song's good. Okay, what does he do? I don't know. He makes this music, I guess, and then he just screams at the first 10 seconds of the song, and we like him for some reason. The guy clearly is missing a few brain cells. He literally went on a interview once, and he has like a private chef cooking him healthy meals, and he works out every day, and they're like, how have you not lost weight? He's like, because I'll never lose another one. And he wasn't kidding. And I can't believe someone right there didn't go, okay, call someone, let's get this guy help. But he makes good beats, and we love that. And it's just, that's what the Oscars become, these weird, like, and now for best sound engineer for a set, Igor Svinkinov in The Little Boy Who Cried, Mezcal Marjanarov in the film Skingola, or Denise Darevich in Under the Stars and Skies, A Story of Resilience. And lastly, Unko Bongata in Sushi Chef to Fighter. And the winner is Unkata Pungoro! Like, who's watching that? Like, yes, I knew it! Oh, that movie sounded good. When they walked through the grass, it sounded like they were walking through the grass. Like, I could feel like I can hear. And the award for Best Sound Engineer for a Podcast, Bob at the Joe Rogan Show, Gregory at Bill Simmons Podcast, Derek, Correct Opinions, and the winner is Derek! Right. Show your face. Come in here. No! I mean, what are we doing with these shows? Who's watching these? Who's getting fired up? Like, the best actor was exciting for a bit just because Leonardo DiCaprio, I guess, didn't win it, then he did, and now we're like, no one cares anymore because they just... That's what it's become. It's a weird hipster thing. And they're like, each year, I'm like, I'm going to watch one of these Best Picture ones. Every year, a Best Picture nominee is a movie shot in black and white. Why are we doing... That's the equivalent of the guy who was obsessed with camping. Okay, we've progressed from this. Can we stop? It's artsy because make a silent film, you coward. Really be about it if you're going to do all this crap. Make a silent film. Make that a Best Picture. And the nominee for Best Sound? No one in the silent film. The winner is no one. It was so artistic. It's just annoying. The Oscars have become that hipster friend who listens to Fish and wants to go camping. We've moved on. Music's made way cooler now with just a computer. And there's climate-controlled places. So I don't want to see a black and white film. I watched a movie once. It was black and white, and it was shot square because that's how they used to be shot instead of wide. Like, cool, man. Then I guess we should be up for an Oscar because we're making movies on handhelds in a living room. Now, maybe they might call me and be like, hey, you're up for an Oscar. Why? Because your films are so short and artistic. What? Yeah. I mean, your movie was only 5 minutes and it had no set or sound design. It was a piece of art. Quit calling me Oscar. More people. Oscar Mayer Wiener is going to outsell the Oscars here pretty soon. That's the Oscar we back. It's just weird. I don't really get it. I don't think... It's kind of weirdly satisfying to be like, record low watchers. It's like, yeah, do something different. And then on top of that, that's half of it. The other half of it is now, I guess, because you're good at acting like a different person for 90 minutes, now you're the second coming of Gandhi. You know, it's like Meryl Streep gets up there or whoever, and they're like, let me go ahead and run down how we're going to solve all of human crises. And you're like, get off the stage. We want to hear this from like Obama or, I don't know, someone else who has a little bit of a resume. Okay, you just are really good at memorizing lines. It's just the funniest thing with like an actor who's great at like faking being someone else and memorizing lines, then thinks they're going to like change the world by giving a speech, which is faking something and memorizing lines. Yeah, we know you're good at that, but it's fake. That's the other part of it. Okay, I don't need this person who has lived in Hollywood for 20 years and has $15 million in real estate telling us how we fix the problem with, it's like, you don't even look the worker in the eyes when you get your in and out. Okay, start with that. Get me to do in and out of this speech. In and out. That's my thing. I hope one day I win an award so I can go. Thank you. Doesn't matter. And yes, I can confirm everyone here sucks to be around. I'm going to leave.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I recently saw Peloton. They're like, okay, send back 100,000 treadmills. Dude. So I guess Peloton released a treadmill version, which looks like a cool treadmill, but you just run on it instead of like going for a jog outside. That's a whole new thing, right? Peloton bike, I get a bit, right? It's like you got to buy a bike, you got to get it out, you got to ride it around. It's kind of tough. Streets are busy. I see that. If you can't just go run around in a bit, come on. You're going to pay $4,500. That's how much they cost. $4,500 for a Peloton treadmill where you just run on it and you have a former bartender in Brooklyn scream at you to run faster. Like, yes! Woo! Thank you, Carly. I needed this. Come on, come on! People in very good shape. But I guess they're recalling him because dozens of people have, like, broken bones on them and fallen off. I didn't do a lot of research, but I think it's a very sturdy one, so maybe it's kind of weirdly made, but I'm willing to bet a lot of people have fallen off treadmills and broken bones. I mean, I've come very close. I like to think I'm a pretty coordinated guy. I've come very close on a public treadmill to eating it. It is a scary moment. It'd be very embarrassing. But I guess the way it's made, somehow people get sucked up and get like underneath it. Yeah. There's a... Oh, I think the final straw was like a toddler died. That's insane, dude. Holy cow. So, this thing is a beast. So, you know, I had no choice. Got to recall it. I don't know how that would work because, I struggle to return, you know, a shirt that doesn't fit. I usually just like, I'm just going to eat the cost on this. I don't really want to mess with it. Trying to return a whole 2,000-pound equipment, whatever it is. It's like the size of a pool table. I guess some of these folks, I don't know what was going on, but if you fall off a treadmill, that's kind of your deal. If you don't, they always have those treadmill safety things. You clasp it on your shirt collar, and like if it unplugs, it stops it. But I never put those on. No one does. And you pay for it. Oh. I want to see someone fall off a treadmill. I remember I missed college. You'd get to see people like eat it on campus, walking or on a bike. And I'm one of those people. Longboards. Oh, those were. Yes. Yes. Oh, the longboard faces. Has it kind of died out? Longboards were worst. These people longboarding around. Or I've seen people like skateboard through the airport. Oh, every time I see them, I'm like, oh, please fall down. Oh, please fall down. Whenever I see someone eat on a longboard, I just go, yes. And I would laugh, man. I was the person. You see someone like it's icy and they do a full like 15 stairs like a shunk. I'd just be there like, I would just laugh, man. I would look. We were out kickballs back. You know your boy is a kickballer. It's all I got now. I'm working on getting into shape to do other things than kickball. But a guy on the other team did a total Charlie Brown, like with the ball, land on the ball, fall down. And I was just like, oh, what an idiot. I was losing it, man. People were like, some people's default is when people fall down is like, are you okay? I'm just like, thank you for that. Oh, whew. I don't know what that says about me, but man, the longboards. I had a longboard phase, man, because everyone was longboarding. We'd like, let's go to the parking garage and longboard. That's, you know, growing up in the Bible Belt, that was a classic, you know, because you can go, you know, no underage drinking. So what do you do with your time? A big classic was to either longboard or commit crimes in the form of trespassing, stealing, vandalizing. You know what I'm talking about, Derek? That was a classic. Huh? A classic was like, okay, we're going to be good boys and girls. We're not going to drink underage. So what are we going to do? We're going to trespass onto government buildings and go on this. Did you ever do stuff like that? Or you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, went on roofs and stuff like that.
And so, you know, sometimes it was like, well, what? Feels like either's committing a crime. We might as well have a Smirnoff Ice. But no, I didn't take part in that. People were, a big classic thing was college was to steal street signs. You go into someone's dorm room and they're like, the coffee table's a stop sign. You're like, well, I think that's a felony, but that's cool coffee table. It has serrated edges and is rusting, but it looks super cool. Imagine being so dumb that you're doing something that involves a sign looking at you going, stop, and you still do it. It's the dumbest thing you can do. It's just telling you right now, stop this. Stop, this isn't cool. Stealing signs was a big thing. I don't know why. I mean, I guess it's because everyone's name's on a sign. I mean, if there's a Trey Kennedy Street anywhere, my recties, you have my permission to steal that sign, isn't it, to me? Okay, I'll pay your fines. I don't know if that exists. I wonder if that's easy to find. If I just look up like Trey Kennedy Lane, yeah, that's not. Oh, this is a great article actually. I want to talk about this. This was sent to me. So I recently had my postponed wedding, which is a great time. And in preparation for this, someone found this random article that says Trey Kennedy's wedding clears gay rumors. Hollywood Mask, a little shout out. If anyone knows, this is a very esteemed publication. Let's see what other things they put out. Their newest article is, their top one right now is Mark Wahlberg gained 20 pounds in just 3 weeks. Good to stay up to date on that. So yeah, I don't know how popular this article is, but clears gay rumors. Anyone out there? I want to kind of mess with them. I want to email them just from my email account, Trey Kennedy, and just two words, I'm gay, and see what they do with it. That'd probably make headlines. Trey Kennedy confirmed, is gay, married to woman. Does she know yet? And that'd be the headline. And then Katie, someone's friend would send to Katie. She's like, what's this? I was like, yeah, I always wanted to speak out about that. What's funny is this article, the whole article's written up because when I announced Katie a year ago or whatever, they picked one comment that said, I thought he might be gay, LOL. And that's how the article is born. So you never know, commenter. You could be on the top of Hollywood Mass. Let's start a new rumor. You know what I mean? Maybe that I'm... What could be a good one? That's not... Everything that's popping in my head would really upset Katie. So maybe Trey Kennedy. Let's start a rumor that I invented Bitcoin. Trey Kennedy admits to being Bitcoin founder. Let's just keep hammering that I'm gay, maybe. Because yeah, Katie's a cover-up. Cover-up Katie.
I'm sure she loves that.
Oh, real... Yeah, she would love that. Oh, so he's covering up with a white blonde girl named Katie? He could have gotten a little more creative than that. It's a little suspicious when you think about it. He's really... Oh, dude, I apologize if I told the story before. I think I might have, but I just remember my grandma was like, call me to her house. She's like, somebody called from church, said, I saw your grandson's videos. He must be gay. And I just laughed, like, I don't know. My grandma was like, we're not spreading those rumors. I was like, okay, I'll try to be less gay. I don't know what said that about. I'm chill. When I act like a girl, I'm sure it's like, no one accused the white chicks guys of being gay. They were good as acting as girls. Am I too good at it? Yeah. Sorry, I'm an artist. Get me an Oscar. And the nominees for Best Man Playing a Female Role. White Chicks. Harry Styles that one time. Mrs. Doubtfire. And Trey Kennedy. And the award goes to... Trey Kennedy. Yes! Wow! I don't know. Give me my Oscar.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Dua Lipa.
You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turned your back and like, don't ever think it's because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, the wedding was good. At the wedding, good vibe. Vibes are very up. Had a wedding. Can you believe it? Had a party. And vibes are very up because the whole situation, little travel, little pandemic, kind of trimmed the fat of, you know, those people that show up at your wedding. Didn't have those. You know when you're it's your wedding and you're meeting strangers. Why? I don't like this. Didn't have to do that, but you know, weddings are great, especially when they're your own. But there's obviously, you know, those pet peeves. Like, I remember getting ready for, you know, the rehearsal dinner. I don't know about y'all, but there's this weird trend in a lot of places where rehearsal dinner becomes an hours-long, like, honey roast of the couple, where the couple throws a dinner, and then they say, yeah, so just go on up and say good things about it. It's not like someone else. This isn't for someone else. Like, yeah, go on up and do that. I've been to some where everyone talks, and it sucks, and 99% of them suck. The girls are all the same. The guys are all the same.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know me, I'm
Catherine, and I am Sarah's best friend since we were like four, like literally four. We literally like took baths together. But I remember one time that I'll never forget when we were seven and we played in the park and we built that fort and that one boy came and he tore it down. We were like, that's when we first liked a boy. And like ever since then, we've been through so many ups and downs. I'll never forget getting snow cones with you at the park. And then now look at you. And we've been praying for this Prince Charming for so long. And we're so happy you finally found him. Wasn't lack of trying.
Allude to a joke about how this guy kind of asked her out 8 times because she said no 7 times, and it's kind of weird when you think about it, but anyways, we're here
and we're just so happy for you too.
And then the guys what's up, I'm Jack. I grew up with Braylon and we grew up together. He ran off to college and met a lot of you. So, you know, it's sick. A lot of guys seem really chill, but, I mean, he's like so grown up now before college. Like I have a lot of stories I probably shouldn't tell. you happy for you, dude. By the way, I'm single. Yeah, so I'll be at the bar later. You know, let's have a good time. But I'm just so pumped for Braylon and Steph. We had a lot of good times together, bro. Happy for you. And I don't have my life together, and you kind of do. Cheers. You know. And then that happens 10 times over, and you're like, oh my gosh. I'll never forget one wedding I went to. They did. You got to do the speeches, rehearsal dinner. You know, there's a few people there. We listen to it. We're done. You know, the wedding. You got a bunch of people there. We're trying to do other things. I've been to some where like a girl got up there and tried to speak, and she was, "Hi everyone," and half the place just stopped listening and just like went to grab a drink. And someone had to get on the mic and be like, "Hey guys, could you please listen to her speech?" And half the place was just no. It was like the Oscars. We're like, we don't want to watch this. It's a thing. It's a whole thing. Or the first dance. What are you supposed to? You got to go. You either go very simple. We're gonna get this quick. You just kind of. We're gonna do the dance, and you just like hold each other like this, and just kind of sway back and forth. It's like, it kind of looks like you're almost like waiting to go to the bathroom or something. You're like, and then you're like, and there we go. Or you do like a funny one, like, oh, what's happening? All the bridesmaids brought out their pom poms, and they do like a choreographed thing, and that's. You know, that I don't love that either, because that's all just a deterrent for me getting another round or like a brownie. I'm like, let's just get through the things. Because Katie was very adamant. She's like, we got to be fun. Okay, we can't just sway there. You got to like spin me a little bit or this and that. And I tried to tell her, you know, maybe I could pick you up and swing. She's like, maybe you could pick me up and swing me. But, you know, she's like 6 feet tall. Like, you're well. Here we go, and her feet are dragging on the ground. I'm like, this, you know, this is your fault. You should have found a 6'9" guy, or you got to deal with it. We're gonna look each other eye to eye, and get through this. We should probably share it. All the boys gave me a nice sheesh when we got the first kiss, which was well worth the pandemic to me. To prolong that, to get a nice meme in the wedding, feels on brand, feels right. It was a good time. It was a good time. Vibes were very up, and that's great. And stuff did happen that triggered me, but I let it go because we're having a good time and vibes were up. All right. And I DJ'd the party bus and I was in my bag and it was fire, but it's amazing. It sucks. But it sucks to be at this age. It's amazing. Especially being around these people. Now I'm reaching the age where everyone's like, so when's everyone getting pregnant? There was a few pregnant people there, which, to be honest, pregnant people to me before this weekend were a little bit of like a, it's kind of like a Bigfoot situation. Like I'd heard about, I don't think I'd ever seen one, to be honest. If I saw one, I wasn't paying attention. And I was just kind of like, wow, that's interesting. And, you know, I just don't know anything. They're like, they were driving and everyone's like, I was like, why aren't they having a glass of wine? She's like, because they're pregnant. I'm like, what? You're not supposed to I just wasn't paying attention. I guess. It's just weird. Everyone's like, when are you having kids? Which is a weird thing to really pry and ask people when you think about it. It's like, when... Or when you ever be around someone, they're like, yep, you know, if you guys could just... it's been tough because we're really trying to get pregnant. It hasn't happened yet. We're trying. It's like, okay, maybe just say, hey, we'd like to get pregnant soon. I don't need... Yeah, we've tried it this way. We've tried it that way. Stop. Why are you telling me this? I don't want to know. Why are you asking me this? So are you guys trying to get pregnant? What are you asking me? Do you want to watch? You freak. Stop. What are you asking? It's weird. It's a weird thing to ask. You know what I mean? Like, so you guys, have you, you got number two yet today, or I think I'm later tonight? We don't need to discuss this, all right, you weirdo? It's just, that's all I can think of when I think about it. Just sitting around being like, who's trying? I want to know. I want to get updated. No, we'll let you know when you. I at least learned too. Like someone was, they're like, we're pregnant. Like, yeah, well, that's another thing too. We're like 23 weeks. I'm like, okay, is that a year? What is that, good or bad? Give it to me. Somebody, no. Yeah, we're due in 17 and a half weeks. All right, that doesn't matter. Do I mark my calendar for June or November? I don't know. And then someone was like, they announced like we're 15 weeks, whatever. It was like 3-4 months. I'm like, why didn't you? I was kind of like, that's rude. Why didn't you tell us earlier? But it's, you're not supposed to tell them. I guess the first trimester, something like that. Derek's, he's had kids. He knows. Learning two kids. I got two. So, you know, I'm just going to, it's a weird thing to figure out on the fly. I can't, or being in the delivery room. I don't think I want any part of that. I told Katie, I think I'm going to pass on that. I think I'm going to pass. Yep. You can kind of, it's a girl thing. Seems gnarly, man. But yeah, good vibe. Vibes are up, guys. Get your merch. We're gonna be in Greenville this weekend. Yes, that is correct. Greenville, South Carolina. I think there's some tickets left. TreyKinder.com/tour. Appreciate you guys. We got great videos coming, more pods. And please share the pod. Give it good reviews, all the good stuff. Vibes are up. Do less. God bless. Peace. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Everything you say is the correct opinion.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.